In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning. And though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for Laetare is from the book of the Exodus, the 16th chapter. Then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, "Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily." Then Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, "At evening you shall know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your complaints against the Lord. But what are we that you complain against us?" Also Moses said, "This shall be seen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening, and in the morning bread to the full. For the Lord hears your complaints which you make against him. And what are we? Your complaints are not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses spoke to Aaron, "Say to all the congregation of the children of Israel, 'Come near before the Lord, for he has heard your complaints.'" Now it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, 'At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God.' So it was that quail came up at evening and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay all around the camp. And when the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a small round substance as fine as frost on the ground. So when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, 'This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Let every man gather it according to each one's need, one omer for each person, according to the number of persons. Let every man take for those who are in his tent.' Then the children of Israel did so and gathered, some more, some less. So when they measured it by omers, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. Every man had gathered according to each one's need. And Moses said, 'Let no one leave any of it till morning.' Notwithstanding, they did not heed Moses, but some of them left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. So they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need. And when the sun became hot, it melted." This is the word of the Lord. "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.' Peace be within your walls, and security within your towers." The epistle is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, the 4th chapter. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise, which things are symbolic. For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear. Break forth and shout, you who are not in labor. For the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. But as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what does the Scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs, which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, Make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost. Therefore they gathered them up, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world. Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Jesus, priceless treasure, fount of purest pleasure, truest friend to me. Ah, how long in anguish shall my spirit languish, yearning, Lord, for thee. Thou art mine, O Lamb divine, I will suffer not to hide thee. Nought I ask beside thee. In thine arms I rest me, foes who would molest me cannot reach me here. Though the earth be shaking, every heart be quaking, Jesus calms my fear. Lightnings flash and thunders crash, yet though sin and hell assail me, Jesus will not fail me. Satan, I defy thee, death I now decry thee, fear I bid thee cease. World, thou shalt not harm me, nor thy threats alarm me, while I sing of peace. God's great power guards every hour, earth and all its depths adore him. Silent bow before him. Hence all earthly treasure, Jesus is my pleasure, Jesus is my choice. Hence all empty glory, not to me thy story, told with tempting voice. Pain or loss or shame or cross shall not from my Savior move me, since he deigns to love me. Evil world, I leave thee. Thou canst not deceive me. Thine appeal is vain. Sin that once did blind me, get thee far behind me. Come not forth again. Past thy hour, O pride and power, sinful life, thy bonds I sever. Leave thee now forever. Hence all fear and sadness, for the Lord of gladness, Jesus enters in. Those who love the Father, though the storms may gather, still have peace within. Yea, whate'er I here must bear, Thou art still my purest pleasure, Jesus' priceless treasure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost." Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. This is the word of the Lord. Father Abraham had 2 sons by 2 wives. The names of those 2 wives must not go unnamed, for the name is the substance, not the identity. You are your name. You are not called your name. Sarah is a name of elevation. It is a name given by God as he bids, like Jesus shows later, "Friend, go up higher." Her name is one of movement from Abraham's princess to princess of all nations, according to the promise God made to bless the nations of the world through the genealogy of the miraculous son born from her barren womb. Hagar, in contrast, is given this name as a marker of her new life in bondage. She is pressed into service, as her name suggests, becoming a slave to Sarah. As Sarah is elevated, Hagar is diminished, from princess in the courts of Pharaoh to slave in the house of Abraham. True it is, as Hagar says in legend, "It is better to be a slave in Abraham's house than a princess in my own." But it is still always better to be free than to be a slave. Father Abraham had 2 sons by 2 wives, one by the free woman, one by the bond woman. The sons of these 2 wives typify the children of the law who are bondmen and the children of the gospel made free. The time of the law has come to an end. It has been beheaded and buried with the last prophet of the law's great prophets, St. John the Baptizer. The movement is apparent. From John to Jesus, from the law to the gospel, one decreases, the other increases. One descends, the other ascends. One dies, and the other lives in abundance. The person of the Word embarks upon a boat and establishes the church of the gospel, the church of God. This new ark of the freedmen Jesus drives into the wilderness that it may be established in the world, bringing life in a place of death, bringing forgiveness in the wilderness of sin, bringing freedom to the children of the bondwoman. Jesus first enters the wilderness after his baptism to drive Satan out of the place. And he prepares there today a place for the crowds. He prepares there a place for you. He prepares there a place for those bound under the law to receive the gospel and be made free. He prepares there a place for all who follow after. He seeds there a new garden in the wilderness outside of Jerusalem, where green grass grows, where a new tree is planted, and where new fruits of knowledge and life ripen to be eaten freely. It is a place where man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of the Father himself. The signs that Jesus performs in healing those diseased points to a greater freedom than merely the ailments of the body. They point to the gospel, a freedom not only from the symptoms of sin, but from its root cause. Thus the crowds follow him away from the cities. Jerusalem is the place of the law, indeed the holy city and the capital of all things law-related, filled to bursting with Pharisees, the temple, a cup overflowing with the sacrificial bulls of goats and bulls and lambs. Likewise, the local synagogues are but microcosms of that holy city within every locale. Jesus leads away from that place into the once barren wilderness in which he has begun to birth a paradise of release, reconciliation, freedom to love God more deeply and to draw near to him more closely. He sits on the Wilderness Mount. It is a favorite place of his through Bible history, after all. And the people sense that they may come to him. Of course, the people are hungry, in a spiritual sense certainly, but in a simple physical way as well. They need sustenance to live. The disciples, good stewards of the coin, worry that they are getting in over their heads. "We cannot afford to take care of these people," they whisper. And wryly, Jesus simply says, "I know that. They are not yours to care for. They are mine, and I will care for them myself." For as the evangelist says, he himself knew what he would do. There is no limit to the gospel, no impediment to its drive, no barrier to its touch, no cap to its increase. Not in coin, not in food. For the church Jesus has established is hospitable. Everybody receives, everybody gives. It is the first taste of real freedom in privilege, in dignity, in excess, in satisfaction. For they partake, as the evangelist records, as much as they wanted. Jesus sends no one away. He never will. His words are always the same, as St. Matthew records them. They do not need to go away. If he were to send you away, you would be responsible for buying your own food, for feeding yourself, for scraping together your meager existence, for eating bread and dying, like the widow of Zarephath and her son. Still, as slaves to the law. You have had your full of laws and rules and regulations. You have had your fill of being told how terrible you are. That is not what you need. The proof of that is the fact that you are here, gathered at the foot of Jesus' altar mount in Jesus' wilderness church. The world is a world of law. You do not need to come to Jesus for more of the same. You need something different, something acute, something that will satisfy unto life everlasting. The bread of the law will give life according to works, But what are those five loaves, the Pentateuch, and those two fishes, the preaching of the prophets and of St. John the Baptizer, among so many sinners who trespass against the law? What is that food to the hurting soul that yearns for God? Jesus gives a new bread, though giving thanks for the five loaves and the two fish, of course, because he has not come to destroy them, but to fulfill them, to multiply them in the fulfillment of all righteousness. Jesus invites. Jesus bids you sit in the grass like children or like sheep at pasture. And how delightfully strange such a thing is to consider. Much grass in the wilderness. It is not a barren place, but one fruitful to abundance. It is a place of hospitality, of excess. It is a place of the gospel, of the Gottesdienst, the God who waits upon you hand and foot. It is an oasis, a sweet relief. It is cool water upon parched lips, heavenly bread within the hungry stomach, the spirit of life breathed back into dry and dusty bones. This is the refuge of the weary. This is the Jerusalem above, which is free, elevated, as was Sarah, her mother. And you are all declared to be children of Sarah, children of the new covenant apart from the old, children free to serve the Lord with joy apart from fear and burden. This is the church, an oasis in a wilderness of sin and wild beasts, and a respite from the toil of the sinner's bread in Judea. And this is also today, Laetare. It is a day of sweet respite in the somberness of Lent. It is an oasis of joy before the march continues toward the great sorrow and onward still toward the greater jubilation. Come out of the city of doubt, of self-destruction, of guilt and shame and hurt and sorrow, and those horrid demons of what could, would, or should have been. Those are the things that plague the children of the bondwoman. But we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. We are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God and our Lord Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. For the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church throughout the world, that the Lord would continue to bless, grow, and extend his apostolic office, that the blessings of strength, endurance, perseverance, courage, and steadfastness be given to all bishops, pastors, chaplains of the armed forces, and missionaries, both domestic and abroad, let us pray to the Lord. For all Christian peoples, for strength of confession, resolve of will, rigidity of faith, and purity of life, for true penitence amidst the great Lenten fast, for Christian households as sacred refuge from the world, for all Christian marriages as icons of divine love, and for Christian youth, both young and old, that they would remain firmly grounded upon the rock of their faith's foundation and not be swept away by the current of the age, let us pray to the Lord. For the nations of the world, for their people and for their rulers, for upstanding leaders of good character and wisdom who honor and submit to the word of God, for peace and concord, for an end to violence, warfare, and strife, for the destruction of evil and evil intent, and for the preservation of justice, the defense of the innocent, and the right esteem for the sanctity of human life, let us pray to the Lord. For the Father's unfailing mercy upon those in anguish, those suffering with depression, those broken in heart and spirit, those struggling with addiction, those who fear, those who suffer, the unemployed, the destitute, and all the needy of this world, and that God would send his holy angels to defend his people against every assault of the wicked foe, let us pray to the Lord. For the cross of Christ to be the glory of man, that the people of God would bear their crosses and follow their Lord down the Via Dolorosa to the Mount of Sacrifice. For all poor, miserable sinners, especially the apostate and the pagan, that they may be made white in the blood of God and be made heirs to salvation and life everlasting, let us pray to the Lord. For the healing of the great physician upon all the infirmities of man, granting an end to disease and health to the sick, that the Lord would look especially upon our brethren Shannon, Gail, Wilma, Larry, John, Angela, Audrey, and Nancy. For peace to the dying, comfort to the bereaved, and everlasting peace to all servants and handmaidens who now rest in Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, you are truly the Son of the living God. Have mercy upon us, we pray, that guided and defended by your mighty arm, we may be delivered from all demons, idols, perversions, and wickedness. Though we have deserved the wrath of the Father, we pray you to take away our sins and to look upon them no longer. Preserve us from all error, from all strife, from all sin, and from sudden and evil death. Grant unto us true faith, that in our wilderness of sin we may find aid and succor in you, the only Word made flesh, that proceeds from the mouth of the Father, the true bread of life that comes down from heaven. May we, in humility and love, find at your cross the mercy seat of God's altar, and in your flesh and blood the source of all our life and living, even as you now reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.